Afternoon, everybody. Tennessee this week presents some challenges when you turn on their tape. They played real well in Tampa last week. Overall, the thing that jumps out is they got good team speed. The kicker suck up is a guy that has been in the league for a while and coming off a little off-season surgery, but he kicked the ball well. And then Kern is a kid that played at Toledo and is a good directional punter. The guy that we have to be definitely aware of is McCluster, the returner, because he's dynamic and he could wreck a game if he really wanted to. So we got our work cut out for us, and with that, I'll answer any questions.
You guys working on your extra points from 48
this week? What we were trying to get done there was, since that was his first game, we were trying to give him as many kicks as we possibly could. So that's why we attempted three on that one right there. But I'm glad he made them. He did a nice job. He came through for us.
Is there a record of anything?
Well, we're also shooting for an NFL record. And we're hoping that we got that, but we'll have to check with the league office on that.
Chris, because it's further back, how much does that change protections, distance of the snap, any of that kind of stuff?
The distance of the snap is still all the same, but with regards to protections, I mean, people are really coming off the edge and going after it. And, I mean, you saw a few instances this past week. There was a couple blocked field goals, but it's something that it's not an automatic anymore.
John Drawn going to be your kick returner until Duke Johnson is ready, or
both those guys are. They're both in the mix, and we just kind of play it how it goes, but they're both up and available.
Hey Chris, you got a new surface at the stadium they just put in the last 2 weeks. Are you all concerned about the footing with your kickers?
I'm not. I think our grounds crew does a great job. I mean, it's amazing. Everyone stereotypes Cleveland. Obviously, it's rough weather here, but our fields are immaculate, and those guys do a great job, and they said it'll play great, so I trust their judgment on it.
Chris, have you gone down to the stadium
this week? This week we have not. We've been down there, obviously, numerous times in the preseason and obviously in the games, but we did some early on in training camp, so I feel like Travis and Andy are both comfortable down there, so we didn't do it this week.
How would you size up Andy Lee's first game?
I thought it was impressive. I told him after the game. I said I've never been a part of a 54-yard net. I thought he did a great job. His hang was outstanding, and then the guys going down to cover for him, I thought, did a nice job. So, like I say, we're going to have our work cut out this week with McCluster. So we have to step up to the challenge.
Can you put your sports science hat on for a second? Why is he able to kick the ball so high and so deep?
I'm not for sure. The good Lord sprinkled a little extra dust on that leg. But he's a guy, when you look at his leg swing coming up through there, it's so fast, and his quick twitch muscle fibers coming up through that ball. I mean, he just explodes through it. And I think that's the reason why he's been so successful in the league for a long time. Not really. I did not. The first one we didn't have enough men on the line of scrimmage, and then on the next one they called hooking on Cromartie coming around the edge there, and obviously as it's going further and further back, your chances of it going through obviously are going down, and every point is critical, especially when you're on the road. But I was pleased that the kid came through. He was unfazed, and that said a lot about him. You know, I mean, that's his first kick. Well, we told him that maybe we should get him a game ball for the longest extra point in NFL history, but we're going to try to avoid those.
Did the suck up kick off for
them? He did. He does a nice job for him. He had a couple touchbacks last week, and I think a couple were returned. So we'll just kind of see how he hits him.
So when you have so many kicks that are out of the end zone or are touchbacks, I mean, you don't really get to do your kick return as often as you did in the old days. How does that change?
No, it's that time, and it's this time of year. You know, the balls are gonna fly out, and as a special teams coach, you do get a little frustrated because you work all week trying to put together a plan, and then you don't get opportunities. But you have to be patient, and when there are, if there is an opportunity, you got to take advantage of it. So it might only be one, you know. And if it is, then we got to do a better job than what we did last week.
There was a period of time in training camp where
Gilbert was getting a lot of reps. Has he gone to the end of the line because of his hip injury or what?
No. He's, you know, obviously the injury did set him back. But he's a guy that's definitely in the mix. He just wasn't up for the game. And had he been, he'll be a guy that we will put back there.
Do you have an advantage of the whole game, including the touchdown, but you just had the one punt return? What were your observations about whether he's all the way back to what he's doing?
I'm still excited about him. Just a couple things in our area. When you see him catch the football, is he square? He's not chasing the ball. And his hands are high, and the way he's catching the ball, you see he's exuding a lot of confidence. And he got it. He made a decision, went quickly, and he got his 10 yards. We're always saying just let's get the first down, and then everything after that is gravy. So I'm real pleased with where he's at. I think we said today his last essentially almost three touches have gone 17, 54, and 10. So I feel confident where he's at right now.